You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Here's some big sports news. Tom Brady actually made it official this morning. He is retiring. The 44-year-old quarterback leaves with 7 Super Bowl championships and 5 Super Bowl MVP awards.
I thought he was supposed to wait till this weekend because his contract.
I know. We need to talk
about that.
What's
going on there?
There's something going on there.
Did they do like a pinky promise with him? We'll still pay you.
Under the table kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole thing was that he was supposed to get paid $15 million this Friday. And if he's, you know, maybe he's making the announcement, but he's not officially signing the papers
right,
until Saturday.
Right. Okay.
I don't know. He said, quote, "My teammates, coaches, fellow competitor deserve 100% of me. But right now, it's best I leave the field of play to the next generation of dedicated and committed athletes."
Oh, that's beautiful.
End quote.
Giselle made me do it, is what he should have said.
Yeah, well,
she made me do it.
Hey, listen, he made no secret of the fact that his wife and his kids were going to have a big say in whether he kept playing.
It's time, you know, and he is getting older, so he doesn't probably want to get, you know, hurt really bad now at this point. And
I think he's going to end up in the TV booth. I think there's been talk of him joining one of the networks to be kind of like Tony Romo does and Troy Aikman.
He'll continue to make buttloads of money, yes.
Yes, he will.
He'll be just fine. Just fine.
Absolutely, he will. And, you know, I bet, you know, Giselle's probably been making more money than him anyway.
You're probably right.
With all of her stuff over the years.
She's a model.
Supermodel. She's probably the ultimate breadwinner in that family. Let me ask you a question.
What?
Years ago, you would talk about how Nicole was making more money than you.
That's
right. I don't know if that's still true or not. Is that still true?
No.
Oh, you're lucky then. Headline, women are twice as likely to fake it in bed if they're the primary breadwinner.
Now I'm faking it.
I'm reading it.
I am faking it.
Jeremy fakes it.
Oh. Yeah.
They say women have to be mindful of their man's ego and how fragile it is.
Oh,
so if
so
women
nice
are the primary breadwinners in a family, they feel like they have to protect the guy's ego in other ways.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for doing that. That's very kind.
I think it's sweet.
It's very sweet.
Very sweet.
We don't care.
Well, there's an old joke about that, but I'm not going to
tell it. Yeah.
I'm not going to. I'll tell you off the air. So get a load of this. Those of you who are big fans of this game Wordle that is all over social media and people are each day, you know, millions more seem to discover it. And I'm serious, man. On Facebook alone, the number of times people post their scores or whatever.
It's really annoying.
It kind of is. I'm just gonna say.
You can stop doing that, honestly. Just stop.
So look, I'm not trying to anger anybody, but to me it's like, look, play the game, enjoy the game, but I don't need to know what your score is.
We don't care, guys. We don't care.
I just don't. I don't
Nobody
care.
Nobody cares. Stop it.
You know, but I'm glad you're getting joy out of the game.
The same thing happened when Farmville was a thing and Candy Crush and Mafia Wars. I mean, everybody was posting everything, so.
You know, it's still kind of the hot new thing. Yep. I don't know how much longer it will be. And that is what comes to mind when I think of this story. And this is going to anger people who are big Wordle fans. The New York Times just shelled out several $1 million to buy the rights to Wordle. And you might be saying, big deal. Well, I'll tell you why it's a big deal. Because they're not going to keep it as a free game anymore. Now, it still is today. But the experts are saying what's going to happen is that the New York Times, they wouldn't have paid millions if they couldn't monetize it, so that it will eventually end up being a subscription game where you've got to pay to play.
Eh, jerks.
I know a lot of our listeners are right now saying, I ain't doing that.
Jerk move.
They are, well, I don't know. Is it?
Yes, it is. They're taking something that everybody loves that's free right now and everybody's enjoying, and they're like, well, let's put a price tag on it.
Well,
it's a jerk move.
It's called commerce, man.
It sucks. Sucks sometimes. They're just a newspaper trying to stay relevant. So it's all it kind of boils down to, right?
No, Jeremy. They're a media company now.
All right.
They don't know when this changeover is happening, but it's a coming. The good news for those of you who are Wordle fanatics is that there are plenty of spinoffs out there that are free. So if this one ends up being too expensive for you, you know, then you could find another very similar game.
And there's ones out there that just have naughty words. So those are the ones you want to look up. Those are the fun ones.
I don't think I have anything else. Yeah. What's trending?
Great month for TV coming up here. There's a whole list of stuff coming out and coming back for February. South Park is returning for its 25th season tomorrow night.
Oh,
man,
God.
It is still going strong. So South Park fans can look forward to that. Pam and Tommy, that miniseries is hitting Hulu tomorrow. That's all about Pam Anderson and Tommy Lee, and it looks really juicy. It looks really good. There's a Fresh Prince of Bel-Air drama coming out called Bel-Air. That's coming out on the 13th. And then my wife and I are super excited about The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel coming back on the 18th. That's our little wine and cheese and Maisel nights that we do on Saturday nights. So we're excited about that. We talked about the movie Jackass a little bit ago. Jackass Forever opens up this week. And if you're a fan of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre movies, another one's hitting Netflix on the 18th. I don't know. People are into these spooky movies, bro.
Was there a hue and cry for another Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
I think they do pretty darn well. So I guess.
Okay.
And just a reminder, Valentine's Day on the 14th, if you're into that. And President's Day on the 21st. Do we get that day off?
I think it's a company holiday, but my guess is we'll probably
work. We usually work that kind of thing. So. All right, so that's going on. Oh, and then this is big news, too, for Hocus Pocus fans. Hocus Pocus 2... is supposedly going to be coming out Halloween of this year onto Disney Plus. There's an Instagram post going around from the movie's producer saying it's a wrap. They wrapped filming, and then they put in the hashtag Halloween, hashtag 2022. So that's a big movie that's coming to Disney Plus. A lot of fans of Hocus Pocus.
Man,
so.
Talk about a cash grab.
No joke, man. A lot of people are excited for that. Here's this story that's trending this morning about a woman named Jen something or other. She drives for Uber on the side, and her little story has gone viral because she caught her man cheating. She asked him if he wanted to hang out last Friday, and he said, no, I'm going to the Penguins game with my buddy. I'm busy. She said, all right, that's cool. I'll just go ahead and Uber tonight to make a little extra cash. Well, a few hours later, she stopped to pick up her next passenger, and it turned out to be her boyfriend with another woman. Dun, dun, dun. Turns out the sad chick was the one that booked the Uber. So if he had known, he would have realized and canceled it. But his side girlfriend booked it. And when they got in, she said that they locked eyes in the rearview mirror. They didn't even address it. They stayed quiet the entire ride. And that's how she found out that he was cheating on her. It's truly like, what are the odds, you know? What are the odds that you pick up your boyfriend and his girlfriend in your Uber?
You should have gone with Lyft.
Right? So that's trending this morning, kind of a goofy story. And then real quick, this list is out this morning where they polled a bunch of people about sayings that should be extinct by now. If you're saying these, please stop it. Just stop saying dead as a doornail. Drop someone a line, steal my thunder, beating a dead horse is on the list. That should never have been a saying in the first place. That sounds horrible. Pardon my French is on there. Selling like hotcakes. So stupid, stupid stuff. Speaking of hotcakes, oh my God, are you familiar with Cowboy Kent? Probably not. Cowboy Kent on YouTube. He's an old Western chef.
Does he make flapjacks?
Dude, just last night I was watching his pancake recipe. Some of the best pancakes ever that I've seen. But yeah, he's like this old-timey. He cooks over a flame. What's it called? He's a chuck wagon cook. And he's just so much fun to watch. Cowboy Kent. Look him up on YouTube. Check out his pancake recipe.
I used to be that person who thought that all pancakes recipes were the same. Man... We stumbled across one in one of those King Arthur cookbooks or whatever, and it's like buckwheat pancakes or something.
Yum.
Out of this world good.
Yeah. God, I love pancakes, man. I
know. It's one of God's gifts.
All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB, a fun little video today that's going to make you possibly crap your pants this morning. It's security cam footage at a zoo in Uzbekistan. They filmed a very careless woman accidentally dropping her 3-year-old daughter into the bear enclosure this past weekend. Don't worry, it all ends well. Well, they do lure the bear to a different part of the enclosure and rescue the girl, but it's pretty darn intense, man.
The bear actually went up and sniffed her, though. I mean, he could have taken a bite out of her. He sniffed her and then walked away.
It's a good thing she didn't smell like honey. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB.
Clickbait.